Zara Zech and Isha Sabachich has Chlashagam of Amyuhudim Sechlashabbos Daf Nun Tes. As a continuation to yesterday's Daf, Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason that a bell without a clapper continues to be Makabal Tumah is because it can still be used as a keli to give water to a child. Well, yes, we find that Rabbi Yochanan says if something can't be used for its primary function, its original function, then it loses its Tumah status. Over here, if this bell can't be used for its original function of making noise, then it should not be Tum anymore. Mar said, switch the sheetis and say that it was Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that the reason why the bell keeps its tumma is because it can still make noise when you hit it against the ground or any other hard object. So it's and not because it can be used to carry water. Because we find elsewhere that Rabbi Yochanan says it has to a keli has to have its original primary function in order to retain of the keli in order to retain its tumma status. For example, Rabbi Yochanan says that an animal shoe could be makabel tumma. Even though normally a tachshit or a malbush of an animal is not makabel tumah, but he says it is because it could be worn by a person during war if he's running away. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you need the original primary function, which is like, oh, in this case, a shoe, in order for it to be makabel tumah. Misha said, "V'loy be'ir shel zov." Rabbi Avachana, in the name of Yochanan, explains that an ir shel zov is a golden accessory that's engraved or carved with the shape of the city of Yerushalayim. This is something like Rabbi Akiva made for his wife, as the Gemara elsewhere talks about. Bryce says that Rameir says a lady who goes out wearing this accessory is actually chayav achatos because he holds it has a din of a masloy, a din of a burden. Now Chum say it's also for a woman to wear it outside, only midir abonon, because really it's a tachshit. Therefore, the Bryce, it's not a problem. But we're afraid that the woman may take it off to show somebody, so therefore midir goy is a derabonon. Rabbi Eliezer says that she's allowed to walk out even chatchila wearing this on Shabbos, because who wears such a fancy piece of jewelry? Only wealthy women. And a wealthy woman would not remove it to show anybody, so there's no gzera derabonon. Mor now talks about a tiara. Rav says that a woman's not allowed to walk outside wearing a tiara on Shabbos, and Shmuel says that she may. Mor says everyone would agree that if the tiara is made of gold, she can't wear it outside because you have to be afraid she's going to take it off to show and carry it. Machlekes says regarding a tiara that's made of material, but it's studded with gold and jewels. Rav says the gold and the jewels are the ikker, and therefore it's usher because she may come to remove it and show it and carry it. Shmuel says that the material is the ikker, and therefore there's no reason to say that she's going to take it off and show it to anybody, and therefore it's mutter. Rav Ashi explains different. Rav Ashi says they would both agree that if the tiara is made of material, it's mutter to wear outside. Machlokes is regarding a tiara made of gold. In that case, Rav says he can't wear it outside because she may come take it off and show it and carry it. And Shmuel says that only wealthy women wear this, and therefore when it's made of gold, and a wealthy woman would not take it off to show it and thereby carry it, and therefore that's why he says it's mutter. Shmuel Bar Bachana said to Rabbi Yosef, you told us that Rav allows us to wear a tiara, which would be a proof to Rav Ashi's way of understanding the Machlokes, because only according to him would Rav allow it. It was told to Rav that Levi came to Bovel and allowed the wearing of tiara outside on Shabbos. So Rav said, if Levi came to Bovel, it must mean that Rav Office has passed away, and that Rav Chanina became Rosh Hashiva, because Levi used to sit with Rav Chanina and learn, and it must be that Rav Chanina became Rosh Hashiva, so he was no longer available, and that's why Levi now came to Bovel. It couldn't mean that Rav Chanina passed away, because if that was true, then Levi would have stayed in the yeshiva under Rav Office. He wouldn't have left Rav Office just because he lost his Chavrusa. Also, another reason is on Rebbe's deathbed, he said that Rav Chanina will be Rosh Hashiva, so it's not possible that Rav Chanina died without having first become Rosh Hashiva. Mor just notes that when Levi allowed the wearing of a tiara in Ador, there were 24 tiaras that were taken out and worn that Shabbos. When a Rabbi Bar Avua allowed the wearing of tiaras in Mechuzah, there were 18 tiaras that were taken out and worn in just in one Mavli alone. Yehuda the name of Shmuel said a belt that's studded with jewels or gold may be worn outside on Shabbos because no one's going to take off their belt to show other people because they're at risk of having their pants fall down. Some say this refers to a studded material belt, and Rav Safra explains that it's mutter just like a gold studded cloak, a talus. Others say it refers to a belt of hammered gold, of gold itself, and Rav Safra explains it's mutter just like the golden belt of a king. Rav Inna asked Rav Ashi if someone's allowed to put on a fancy belt on top of a regular belt. Rav Ashi said, of course not. That's putting a belt on top of a belt. That would be usher on Shabbos to go out like that. Rav Ashi said that regarding a piece of clothing that's meant to be very tight around the person's body, a person may wear that outside as long as it has strings which can be tied tightly and therefore there's no risk of it falling off. Mishnah said, V'loy b'katlo. Gemara explains this to be a fancy bib that was tied tightly around the neck and prevented the person who was wearing it from getting dirty from the food that she was eating. It would go onto this bib instead of onto her. Mishnah said, Nizamim. The Gemara says this refers to nose rings, because earrings would be mutter to wear on Shabbos because it's difficult to remove and show off, but Nizamim, there is a gzera. Mishnah said, V'loy b'tabash she'eino alav choysim. So we see from the Mishnah that a ring without a seal is that's was also derabbanan, which is mashma that a ring with a seal would be also even deraisa because it's not considered to be a tachshit for the woman. Mari asked, the Braisa says that a ring with or without a seal is considered to be a tachshit for a woman. So it's a stira to our Mishnah. So Rav Zeira says, our Mishnah follows from the Chemiah, who says that the status of a signet ring follows the portion of the seal of the ring, meaning you look at the material of the seal. And therefore, a ring with a seal is considered to be a masri, not a tachshin, and the Braisa follows the Chacham, who argue on the Chemiah, and they say that even a ring with a seal is a tachshin, because they say you look at the ikar of the ring, not on the tachshin part, not on the seal part. Rav says, our Mishnah is talking about a woman, and a ring with a seal is not considered to be a tachshin for a woman. The Braisa is talking about a man, and for him, a ring with a seal is a keli, and that's why it's mekabel tuma. The tachshit for a man. Nachman Yitzchak said, you're asking from a mission and a brisa between that one's talking about Shabbos, one's talking about tuma. You can't compare the two; they're very different dinim. One's a keli, one's a tachshit.